What if your investment portfolio could generate paychecks while you sleep? While day traders frantically monitor screens and cryptocurrency enthusiasts ride emotional roller coasters, a quieter wealth-building strategy has been delivering consistent results for over a century. Dividend investing isn't flashy, but it's remarkably effective, offering regular income checks regardless of market chaos. This approach transforms investing from a speculative gamble into a methodical wealth-building system where companies literally pay you to own their stock. The beauty lies in its simplicity. Find quality companies, collect regular payments, and watch both your income and wealth compound over time. Think about what makes payday so satisfying. It's tangible proof that your efforts matter. Dividend investing applies the same principle to your money. When you invest, you're compensated two ways: capital gains when share prices rise, and dividends when companies distribute profits directly to you. While price appreciation grabs headlines, dividends have quietly contributed about 40% of the stock market's long-term returns, a substantial portion most investors overlook. What makes dividends particularly powerful is their independence from market mood swings. Stock prices fluctuate wildly based on investor sentiment, but dividends typically keep flowing regardless. Procter & Gamble has paid dividends every year since 1891, including through two world wars, the Great Depression, and multiple recessions. Even during 2008's financial crisis, P&G shareholders received their quarterly payments, providing returns when stock prices offered only losses. Perhaps most compelling is dividend growth. Johnson & Johnson has increased its dividend annually for over 45 years. A $100 investment in Exxon made in 1970 would now be worth $14,800, while $10,000 would have grown to $1.48 million. This remarkable outcome demonstrates how dividend growth creates an inflation-fighting income stream that eventually produces extraordinary returns regardless of share price movements. Not every company pays dividends, and that's perfectly reasonable. Most publicly traded companies reinvest profits to fuel growth, while businesses with unpredictable earnings avoid dividends because cutting them later triggers severe market punishment. Of roughly 4,000 tracked companies, less than 38% pay dividends, with payers averaging $8.4 billion in market value versus $1.5 billion for non-payers. The payout ratio, the percentage of earnings distributed as dividends, serves as the most powerful indicator of dividend health. A company earning $2 per share that pays $1 has a 50% payout ratio. Higher ratios signal vulnerability to cuts. A stock's dividend yield, annual dividends divided by share price, provides standardized comparison. However, unusually high yields often signal trouble, as markets frequently anticipate dividend cuts by hammering share prices first. Thornburg Mortgage's tantalizing 20% yield in 2007 preceded its 2009 bankruptcy, while FPL Group's modest 3% yield accompanied steady dividend increases plus capital gains. Red flags include yields significantly exceeding sector averages by 3 percentage points or market averages by 4 to 5 times. Smart investors evaluate dividends based on multiple factors: safety, capital gains potential, yields relative to alternatives, after-tax returns, and growth prospects, never selecting stocks based solely on personal income needs. Effective investing requires just two data points: payout ratio and stock quality. The 926 corporate dividend cuts during 2008-2009 proved chasing yields alone fails catastrophically. The payout ratio measures what portion of profits goes to dividends. Keep it below 60%. Companies paying out more than they earn face inevitable cuts. Stock quality examines momentum, profitability, value, financial strength, earnings estimates, and price performance. Top-tier stocks score in the 75th percentile or higher. Combining these filters, payout ratios under 60% and quality scores above 75, has outperformed major indexes by over 4 percentage points annually since 1994 with lower risk. During 2008's crisis, stocks meeting these criteria had only a 5% chance of cutting dividends, while 60% actually increased payouts. combat inflation by focusing on stocks that regularly increase dividends. At 3% inflation, purchasing power drops 30% in 12 years. Companies boosting dividends demonstrate confidence and typically outperform markets by about 2% annually. If a stock pays $200 annually and increases dividends 3% yearly, you'll receive over $400 in 25 years, maintaining purchasing power. Unlike manipulable earnings, dividends represent actual cash. Abbott Laboratories raised dividends 11% during both 2008 and 2009, significantly outperforming markets. International investing expands your opportunity set. Over two-thirds of global stocks trade outside the U.S. While 2008 showed markets can fall together during crises, the primary benefit is accessing more potential winners. American depository receipts simplify foreign investing, trading on U.S. exchanges in dollars, with dividends often qualifying for preferential tax rates. Consider currency risk, political instability, volatile commodity prices, and unstable economic policies. BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, hold particular appeal. They represent 40% of world population, have growing middle classes, and maintained positive GDP growth during global downturns. However, these markets carry significant risk. China Mobile stands out with 70% of China's wireless market, yields over 3%, and benefits from expanding middle class and smartphone penetration. Every dollar paid in fees reduces investment cash flow, effectively offsetting dividend income. For investors making monthly purchases, $10 trades accumulate to $600 to $1,000 annually across multiple stocks. Direct stock purchase plans offer a compelling alternative, allowing investors to buy shares directly from over 1,000 companies with low minimums, often under $100, fractional share purchases, and minimal fees, particularly valuable for introducing young investors who possess the most valuable ingredient, time. Retirement planning hinges on sustainable withdrawal rates. Research supports an initial 3 to 4% withdrawal rate with 50 to 75% stock allocation for 30-year retirements, though current valuations favor the conservative 3% approach. Total return trumps yield alone. A portfolio yielding 2% with 8% appreciation, 10% total return, outperforms one yielding 5% with 3% appreciation, 8% total. After 20 years, the higher growth portfolio is worth 40% more and produces 44% higher annual income. Strategic stock selection enables monthly dividend income. Combining Medtronic, January, April, July, October, Bristol Myers Squibb, February, May, August, November, and Microsoft, March, June, September, December, creates consistent monthly checks. Target companies with strong balance sheets, consistent earnings growth, and 40-60% payout ratios. Dividend aristocrats, companies increasing dividends for 25-plus consecutive years, provide inflation-beating income growth. A $5,000 Johnson & Johnson investment from 1985 now generates over $7,100 annually, exceeding the original investment each year. Building a successful dividend portfolio requires looking beyond individual stocks to create a harmonious whole. Despite skepticism following 2008's crash, diversification remains investing's only free lunch. Even during that terrible year, emerging markets fell 55%, large-cap U.S. stocks dropped 37%, while long-term treasuries gained 9%. Proper diversification requires spreading investments across four dimensions: asset classes, stocks versus bonds, within asset classes, large, small, international stocks, across time, regular investing, and across strategies, passive indexing plus active satellites. For stock/bond allocation, subtract your age from 110 for a starting equity percentage. Most investors err by being too conservative. A 65-year-old still has a 19-year life expectancy, requiring growth to combat inflation. For stock portfolios, 35 to 45 equally weighted positions provide sufficient diversification while allowing meaningful exposure to your best ideas. Taxes significantly impact investment decisions. Bonds and high-yielding stocks generally belong in tax-advantaged accounts like IRAs, while long-term holdings suit taxable accounts. As investments grow at different rates, portfolios drift from target allocations. When allocations diverge by 10% or more, or when a single stock exceeds 7% of your portfolio, rebalancing becomes prudent. The ultimate dividend portfolio delivers current income and growth through diversified large, mid, and small cap stocks, funds, and international investments. While others chase meme stocks or crypto, dividend investors collect regular payments from businesses that have weathered wars, recessions, and crashes. The magic isn't complexity or timing, it's consistency, quality, and compounding power. Your portfolio becomes a machine generating growing income year after year. Start building today because the best time to plant a money tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Dividend investing provides both income and peace of mind. When crashes sent panicked investors fleeing, dividend investors rest easy as quarterly checks keep arriving. When inflation threatens purchasing power, dividend growth provides a built-in hedge. When retirement demands reliable income, your portfolio delivers without forcing you to sell shares at unfavorable prices. This isn't get rich quick, it's get rich reliably, transforming patient capital into perpetual income that funds your dreams and secures your family's future.